Senate Natural Resources and Water Committee will come to order. Good afternoon. As we continue to take some precautions to manage ongoing COVID-19 risks, the Senate continues to welcome the public and has provided access to both in-person and teleconference participation for public comment. For individuals wishing to participate via teleconference service, the toll-free number and access code is posted on our committee website and will be shown on your screen, and I'll announce it now. That number is 877-226-8163, and the access code is 824-5991. I'll maintain decorum during the hearing as is customary, and any individual who is disruptive may be removed from the remote meeting service or have their connections muted. We're holding our hearings here in the O Street building, and I ask all members of the committee to be present in room 2200. For now, though, we will convene as a subcommittee so that we can hear our first bill, which is the second item on the agenda, SB 1392. So I know we have the majority leader here ready to present. At your discretion, we'll allow you to bring your bill forward and present to the subcommittee. Mr. Majority Leader, the floor is yours, or the committee is yours. No problem.
Mr. Chair and members, thank you so much. Really grateful for the work on this bill. So 1392 would extend the current aquaculture fee program until January 1st of 2024. So currently the program is set to expire January 1st of 2023. Just being candid, and a question was asked, Senator Allen and I were talking earlier, why was this introduced late? Just being really blunt about it, we didn't realize this was going to be an issue working with the department. That's why we are advancing this bill. And as we know, the funds generated by these fees are essential to be able to support a coordinator position within the Department of Fish and Wildlife. There's a larger cleanup bill, an extension next year that we're going to be working with stakeholders on. So you'll see a larger bill next year in front of this committee. And Mr. Chair, again, thank you for all your work. We respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator McGuire. Let's see about lead witnesses here. I believe you have Rob Ross with the California Aquaculture Association.
Yes, he's president of the California Fisheries and Seafood Institute.
Very good. Mr. Ross, proceed. I believe it's on the teleconference service, so if our moderator could just cue up the lead support witness for SB 1392, Mr. Ross. Moderator, do we have anyone in queue?
I do not show that Mr. Ross has dialed into the call yet.
Okay. Do you want to, so what we'll do is we'll proceed to general testimony, and then if we get if we do get Mr. Ross, we can allow him to make a brief comment at that point. But moderator, would you please open up then the lines to general support? Actually, first I'll ask the hearing room. Is anyone here wishing to testify in support of this measure in the hearing room? Seeing none, we'll turn to the lines. Moderator, would you please, anyone wishing to testify in support?
And ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to testify in support, please press 10 at this time. Again, 10 for support. And we'll first go to line number 14. That'll be just a moment here. Line 14, please go ahead.
California Aquaculture Association, it's a statewide trade association of businesses that produce fish.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Just to start you off again, we missed your name at the outset, but is this Mr. Ross with the Aquaculture Association?
Yes, Chairman Stern.
Okay, please proceed, and you have 2 minutes.
We'll 2 minutes.
And if you want to go 1 minute, we're fine with that.
I gotcha. The California Aquaculture Association is a statewide trade association of businesses that produce fish, shellfish, and seaweed for human consumption and other beneficial purposes. When our members approved the increase in fees in 2013, and again in 2018, and when we realized this year that the fees needed to be extended because the sunset was to expire at the end of the year, as the author has mentioned. By the way, these fees have been indexed for inflation. Instead of extending for 5 years, because we're waiting still for the Department of Fish and Wildlife's report that was due in February this year, to assist the aquaculture industry and to develop the industry further, we decided that we would take the short course and extend this for 1 year until we can bring all the stakeholders together for a comprehensive look at this next year. We thank you for your time, ask for your favorable consideration.
Thank you very much. We'll go general support witnesses. Anyone else wishing to testify in support of this measure on the lines?
And once again, if you'd like to testify in support, please press 10. We do have one in our queue. We'll go to line number 12. Please go ahead.
All right, if no one's queuing up, we're going to move forward, moderator. Give it another second here.
We have no others in our
queue. Okay, very good. We'll turn now to anyone wishing to testify in opposition. We have none listed on file, but anyone in the committee room wishing to testify in opposition? Seeing none, moderator, can you queue up the lines for anyone wishing to oppose 1392?
Yes, and for any of those in opposition, please press 10 at this time. Again, 10 for opposition. At this time, we do not have anyone in our queue.
Okay. We'll bring it back to the dais, but first, just take a brief pause and establish a quorum while we have our members here. Committee Assistant, would you please call the roll?
Senator Stern?
Here.
Stern here. Jones?
Here.
Jones here. Allen?
Here.
Allen here. Eggman?
Here.
Eggman here. Grove? Hertzberg? Hueso? Lamone? Laird. Laird here.
Great. We have now established a quorum. We'll bring the measure back to the dais for comments, questions. That's a motion from Senator Laird. Any other comments or questions? Seeing none, appreciate the temporary extension here and then the need for a bigger aquaculture plan going forward. Looking forward to CDFW's still timely plan for a few months that's been lacking, but appreciate your bigger vision going forward. Look forward to working with you on that, and I'll be supporting the measure here today. So motion from Senator Laird, which is do pass with the that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Seeing no further comment, light to close.
Would respectfully ask for an aye vote, and thank you again, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Please call the roll.
Okay. File item number 2, SB 1392. The motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Senator Stern?
Aye.
Stern, aye. Jones?
Aye.
Jones, aye. Allen?
Aye.
Allen, aye. Eggman?
Aye.
Eggman, aye. Grove? Hertzberg? Hueso? Lamone? Laird?
Aye.
Laird, aye.
Okay, very good. We'll leave that measure on call for the absent members. Thank you, Mr. Majority Leader. Last up, Senator Laird, SB 489. You're welcome to present however you wish, here, there, anywhere.
Well, then I will save time and present from here, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
this bill is about the Pajaro River flood project, and currently, the Pajaro River has a 5 to 7 year flood protection. In the 1990s, there was a disastrous flood, and as a county employee, I proctored at the fairgrounds in halls where hundreds of people were temporarily housed, being flooded out of their community. Last year, I authored, and Senate Bill 489 was passed because there is a problem that the state share is limited to 70%, and yet the local district was getting more grants as a disadvantaged community and not allowed to count them. So we worked with the Department of Water Resources, removed the cap in this project, and the Department of Resources, Water Resources, was very concerned that this not set a precedent, and so they reserved the right for the director to approve, and that was the compromise that allowed it to move last year. And subsequently, the federal government has come through with their full share, now the state's with its full share, and as a result of the locals not having, in this disadvantaged community, having the state share brought out, at the June election, a Prop 218 election was passed for the maintenance of the project. So it is fully funded at the federal, state, and the local level. they need to move ahead, and they don't have the funds to do the starting part, so this allows for an advance. There was a concern in the analysis that this was the camel's nose under the tent with regard to setting a precedent for this, and I think that in the original bill, we worked hard to fight that it be a precedent, and that is established in that bill. And then additionally, it's really clear that this is a disadvantaged community. It is one that does not have its own resources to set forward. And I would suggest that that be the standard, because I don't think many fit it, and not many will ever have a bill enacted such as the bill that was enacted last year. The bills had no votes, bipartisan support, no registered opposition. I worked with the Department of Water Resources to ensure they're able to administer the bill, and I asked the witness just to be prepared to answer questions instead of testify, and I'm sorry that Senator Hertzberg is not here, because he pointed me out on the floor today as the only other person that remembered what an encyclopedia was. And the witness, Dr. Mark Strudley, his grandfather was a very good friend of my father, and he was an encyclopedia salesman. So I just wanted to call that out for Senator Hertzberg whenever he gets here. But Dr. Strudley is available to answer questions. I would ask for your iPhone.
Very good. We'll keep Dr. Strudley on the line if anyone has any questions or comments. Anyone else wishing to testify, though, in support of the measure here in the hearing room? Seeing none, anyone wishing to testify on the phone lines in support, general support for SB 489?
And if you'd like to testify in support to SB 489, please press 10 and 10 for support. At this time, we do not have anyone in our queue.
Okay. We'll turn now to any opposition. We have none listed on file, but just to give opportunity, anyone in the hearing room wishing to testify in opposition? Seeing none. Any on the phone lines wishing to testify in opposition to SB 489?
And those that would like to testify in opposition, please press 10 and 10 for opposition. At this time, we do not have anyone in our queue.
Thanks. Okay, we'll bring it back to the dais, and I just want to say I appreciate looking through Senator Laird's eyes at the Pajaro River, that floodplain, live in person, and understanding the unique history there and also the historic challenges for the surrounding community to raise local funds, and the fact that I would say not only is this a disadvantaged community, but also one that has done their homework locally to put to the voters a benefit assessment in the area and actually get that passed. That's not easy work. And so, you know, in terms of the mega flood that Senator Eggman's been raising in the recent days, but I think we all should be aware of, the flood risk is going to force all of us to wake up here, and I think we're going to have to look at all kinds of creative financing models and for local jurisdictions to step up, but us as a state also to make those down payments. So I think, you know, this is one river valley, but there are so many others throughout the Delta region, all the way down to South LA and Whittier Narrows. So this is a huge issue. Thanks for doing your diligence on this local aspect of it. But hopefully, as a committee and with Department of Water Resources' help, we can really get ahead of that sort of super confluence, that arc storm, if you will, that we had hearings on off into the future. So I'll be supporting the measure today, but happy to accept a motion or any comments or questions from members.
I would make a motion to move this, and just thank you, Mr. Chair, for underscoring some of the things that I think we've all seen the reports about the mega floods coming down. And of course, I live in the confluence where it all comes down, and it is of utmost importance to my community. So I really hope DWR is listening, and that we need a lot more help in the Delta region. And as the chair pointed out, it goes, you know, all the way up from Yolo, it's coming down from the Sacramento, all the way down through Yolo County and all the way down to LA, right along 5. So you want to talk about massive disruptions to the state. Let's neglect our levees.
Okay, that's a motion from Senator Eggman that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Senator Hertzberg, for your indulgence. Senator Laird, talked semi-extensively about the history of encyclopedias, and that you were the only one, other one, who knew what that was. So, for the record, just some cross-ageism going on here, but it's good. It's all in good fun.
Thank you, sir.
So. Yes.
Mr. Chair, just to join the older age group, I'd also just like to point out that in my generation, many Latinas who were raised by parents without education, one day we were all just sitting around talking, and one of the things we had in common was that all of our parents had bought encyclopedias, and they were in our homes, and then right. We used them for homework. And I'm glad to say, I just think a whole generation about my age, especially of
Latinas. And we made payment plans for those. Yep. They come by, and you make a payment plan, like $10 a month or something.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. It was a pathway. It was a pathway to knowledge.
Sure was. Sure was.
But yes. Can I say, Mr. Chair, my brothers would be, I have, five boys in my family, they'd all get pissed because I'd write in the margins and all that stuff. So when they came to do their home.
Of course you're annotating encyclopedia.
I'm speaking for the entire generation there.
Yeah, exactly. Can't leave history alone. With that reflection and the motion, Senator Leiter, I allow you to close.
I respectfully ask for an honor.
Okay, so the motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in, so please call the roll.
For SB 489, Senator Stern?
Aye.
Stern, aye. Jones?
Aye.
Jones, aye. Allen?
Aye.
Allen, aye. Eggman?
Aye.
Eggman, aye. Grove? Hertzberg?
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Wesso? Lamone?
Aye.
Lamone, aye. Laird?
Aye.
Laird, aye.
Do we have everyone? Do we need to leave it on call for the absent members?
We have two missing,
we have Wesso chairing, and then also in the other committee. What do we do here?
We need to add on to the first.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's leave it on call just for a moment, and then we can close out the roll in a second. But if you could just notify the members that we are hoping to close out even without them, if that's okay. And so now we'll lift the call on the other outstanding item, which is item number 2, SB 1392. Please call the absent members.
Okay. Senator Hertzberg?
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Lamone?
Aye.
Lamone, aye.
Okay, so we will do the same. We'll leave that on call for the absent members, make a brief call to make sure they're okay closing out, and in the interim, I guess we'll take a brief recess.
Can I add something, just another
point
for the record here? The gentleman of the book that I was referring to, Living Philosophies, that put it together, who was Clifton Fadiman. What I failed to mention in my emotional state was that he was a member of Roosevelt's Brain Trust. He was one of the Brain Trusters with Herr Tugswell and a few other people. Thought that was a good
the living share. Encyclopedia.
The share with the 38 million people that are watching this hearing today.
From 1931 to 1965 to 2022. Somehow, history has a memory. It's here. Well, with that, we'll leave the measures on call and take a brief recess while we try to find absent members. Thank you. And with the consent of the authors, of the outstanding members, we will close the rolls on both file item 1 and 2, which means both bills are out. And at this point, we will adjourn.